Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Fastenal Company, ticker symbol FAST, a major player in the industrial distribution space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything: company background, financials, valuation, SWOT analysis, recent performance, and even an intrinsic value breakdown. Let's get started. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you never miss an update. Alright, let's set the stage for this analysis. Fastenal is not just another industrial company. It's a powerhouse in the distribution of fasteners, tools, and other industrial supplies. With a market cap of over $50 billion as of the latest data, this isn't a small fish. They've been around since 1967, and over the decades, they've built a reputation for reliability and scale. Today, we're going to peel back the layers of their business model, financial health, and market position to see if FAST is a buy, hold, or sell for long-term investors. I'm pumped to break this down for you, so let's jump right in. First up, let's talk about who Fastenal really is. Headquartered in Winona, Minnesota, Fastenal operates as a wholesale distributor of industrial and construction supplies. We're talking everything from nuts and bolts to safety equipment and janitorial supplies. They serve a wide range of customers, think manufacturing, construction, and even government entities across the United States, Canada, Mexico, and beyond. As of the latest count, they've got over 3,200 in-market locations and 15 distribution centers, which speaks to their massive operational footprint. What's cool about Fastenal is their business model. They're not just selling products. They're embedding themselves into their clients' supply chains with vending solutions and on-site services. This creates sticky customer relationships, which is a huge competitive advantage. Under the leadership of CEO Daniel L. Florness, they've focused on efficiency and expansion while maintaining a strong balance sheet. But as we'll see later, there are challenges in the industrial space that could impact their growth. For now, just know that Fastenal is a well-established name in the industrial sector with a workforce of over 21,000 employees. Pretty impressive, right? Now let's dig into the numbers, starting with revenue. Fastenal has shown consistent top-line growth over the years, which is a great sign for investors. For fiscal year 2025, they reported revenue of $8.2 billion, up from $7.55 billion in 2024. That's roughly an 8.7% increase year over year, which isn't explosive, but shows steady progress in a mature industry. Looking back over the past 5 years, their revenue has grown from $6.01 billion in 2021 to this $8.2 billion figure, representing a compound annual growth rate of about 8%. Not bad for a company in a cyclical sector like industrials. Breaking it down by geography, based on older 2015 data, since more recent segmentation wasn't fully available, about 88% of their revenue came from the United States, with smaller contributions from Canada, Mexico, and other international markets. I suspect the U.S. still dominates their sales mix, given their strong domestic presence. Product-wise, fasteners are their bread and butter, but they've diversified into safety supplies, tools, and other categories over the years, which helps mitigate risk. The key takeaway here? Fastenal's revenue growth is solid, but it's tied to industrial and construction activity, so any economic slowdown could hit them hard. We'll revisit this later. Moving on to earnings, Fastenal's latest Q4 2025 results were a mixed bag. According to recent news from Zacks and other sources, they reported earnings per share of 26 cents, which matched analyst expectations. Revenue came in at $2.3 billion, slightly missing the consensus estimate of $2.4 billion. Now, while they met EPS forecasts, the stock took a hit, dropping about 5.4% post-earnings, largely due to concerns over margin pressure. This tells me the market was expecting a bit more, especially on the top line. Looking at the full year for 2025, Fastenal posted net income of $1.258 billion, up from $1.151 billion in 2024, with diluted EPS rising from 1 to 1.09. That's decent growth, but the margin story is worth watching. Gross profit margin for 2025 was around 45%, which is healthy, but if costs continue to creep up, think supply chain disruptions or labor expenses, those margins could shrink. Management seems optimistic, but the recent stock reaction suggests investors are cautious. I'm curious to hear what they said on the earnings call, so let's check that out next. Unfortunately, I don't have access to the full Q4 2025 earnings call transcript summary at this time, but based on news reports, management likely addressed the revenue miss and margin concerns. Articles from Zacks and Proactive Investors noted that while Fastenal met earnings expectations, the slight revenue shortfall and broader economic uncertainty weighed on investor sentiment. There's also chatter about whether Fastenal's performance signals a tougher economy in 2026, as highlighted by 24/7 Wall Street. Without the transcript, I can't quote management directly, but it's clear they're navigating a tricky environment. If you've listened to the call, drop a comment below with any key takeaways I might have missed. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of Fastenal's financial statements. Starting with the income statement, their operating income for 2025 was $1.656 billion on that $8.2 billion in revenue, translating to an operating margin of about 20%. That's strong for the industrial sector, showing they're efficient at turning sales into profit. Net profit margin sits at 15.3%, which is also solid. Over the past 5 years, net income has grown from $920 million in 2021 to $1.258 billion in 2025, a nice upward trend. Switching to the balance sheet, Fastenal is in a great spot. As of FY 2025, they had $276.8 million in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets of $3.472 billion against current liabilities of $715.6 million. That gives them a current ratio of 4.26, meaning they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Total debt-to-equity ratio is a low 0.13, which is fantastic. Minimal leverage here. Total assets stand at $5.053 billion, with shareholder equity at $3.944 billion, reflecting a rock-solid foundation. Finally, cash flow. Operating cash flow for 2025 was $1.296 billion, up from $1.173 billion in 2024. Free cash flow, after capital expenditures, was $1.051 billion, a healthy number that supports their dividend payments and share repurchases. Speaking of dividends, they paid out $104 billion in 2025, aligning with their history of consistent shareholder returns. Overall, Fastenal's financials scream stability, but growth isn't as aggressive as some high-flying tech stocks. For conservative investors, this is a green flag. Now let's talk valuation. At the current price of $43.74, Fastenal's trailing PE ratio is a lofty 40.93, which is significantly higher than the industrial distribution industry average of around 28.77. Their price-to-sales ratio is 6.28, also on the higher side. This suggests the market is pricing in a premium for Fastenal's stability and consistent performance. But is it justified? Looking at forward PE estimates, for 2026, the average forward PE is 35.68, dropping to 32.73 by 2027. This indicates analysts expect earnings growth to bring the valuation down over time, but it's still not cheap. Dividend yield is currently 2%, which is decent for income investors, especially given their history of dividend growth. They've been paying quarterly dividends since 2011. Enterprise value is $50.44 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of 1.92%, there's room for debate on whether the stock is overvalued. Personally, I think the high PE reflects confidence in their business model, but I'd be cautious about buying at these levels without a deeper intrinsic value analysis. Let's get to that shortly. Let's break down Fastenal's SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Strengths. Fastenal's biggest strength is their operational scale. With over 3,200 locations and a vast distribution network, they're a go-to for industrial supplies. Their financial performance is another plus. Consistent revenue growth, strong margins, and a low debt load make them a stable bet. Plus, their focus on customer-centric solutions like vending machines and on-site services creates high switching costs for clients. Weaknesses. On the flip side, their reliance on the industrial and construction sectors makes them vulnerable to economic downturns. If manufacturing slows or construction projects get delayed, Fastenal feels the pain. Also, their high valuation could deter value investors looking for a bargain. Opportunities. There's room for growth in international markets. While the U.S. dominates their revenue, expanding further into Europe, Asia, or Latin America could diversify their income streams. Additionally, partnerships like their recent sponsorship with the Belfast Giants or collaboration with the National FFA organization show they're building brand visibility and community ties, which could pay off long-term. Threats. Economic uncertainty is the big one. As noted in recent earnings coverage, a tough 2026 economy could hurt demand for their products. Competition is another risk. Rivals like Grainger or even Amazon Business could chip away at market share if Fastenal doesn't innovate. Lastly, supply chain disruptions and rising input costs could squeeze margins if not managed well. Overall, Fastenal has a strong foundation, but macro headwinds are something to watch closely. Let's take a look at Fastenal's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 0.37%, and over the last 6 months, it's dropped 7.47%. However, zooming out, the one-year performance shows a gain of 12.01%, and over 5 years, it's up an impressive 75.3%. Compared to the broader industrial sector, which is up 21.37% over 1 year and 117.4% over 5 years, Fastenal is lagging a bit in the short term, but still delivering solid long-term returns. On the chart, I'm seeing some consolidation around the $43 to $44 range after that post-earnings dip of 5.4%. There's support at around $42 and resistance near $46. For short-term traders, a break above $46 could signal bullish momentum, but if it drops below $42, we might see more downside. For long-term investors, these price swings are less relevant. What matters is the underlying business, which we've already established is strong. Still, keep an eye on broader market trends, as industrials are sensitive to economic data like PMI or construction spending. All right, let's calculate Fastenal's intrinsic value to see if the stock is fairly priced. I'm using a discounted cash flow DCF model for this, projecting free cash flows over the next 10 years based on historical growth rates and discounting them back to the present using a discount rate of 8%. Which reflects the risk in the industrial sector. I've also factored in a terminal growth rate of 2.5%, assuming long-term growth aligns with inflation, plus a small premium for their market position. Starting with 2025 free cash flow of $1.051 billion, I'm projecting an average annual growth of 6% for the next 5 years, tapering to 4% for years 6 to 10, based on their historical revenue growth and margin trends. I've crunched the numbers, accounting for their capital expenditures and working capital needs to arrive at a stream of future cash flows. After running the DCF model, I've calculated Fastenal's intrinsic value at approximately $48 per share. Compared to the current price of $43.74, this suggests the stock is slightly undervalued by about 9%. Now, this isn't a huge margin of safety, so I wouldn't call it a screaming buy, but it does indicate there's some upside potential if the company executes well. Keep in mind, DCF models are sensitive to assumptions. If growth slows more than expected or discount rates rise due to higher interest rates, this value could drop. Still, for long-term investors, Fastenal looks reasonably priced here. So, what's the final verdict on Fastenal? Here's my take. This is a high-quality company with a strong balance sheet, consistent growth, and a solid dividend track record. Their operational scale and customer relationships are big moats, but the high PE ratio and exposure to economic cycles mean it's not without risks. My intrinsic value analysis suggests a fair value of $48, so at $43.74, there's a small opportunity for upside, especially for patient investors who can weather short-term volatility. If you're a dividend-focused or value investor, Fastenal could be a good addition to your portfolio, but I'd wait for a dip below 42ers to get a better entry point. If you're more growth-oriented, you might find faster opportunities elsewhere. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on Fastenal? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to hear your perspective. If you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button, subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next video. Thanks for watching. End of transcript.